Welcome to Triple M Breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer. This is the Coast Tone 107.7 Triple M.
G'day, Paddy and Rob Palmer. This is our podcast for Friday, the 7th of May. Holy geez, to other news. You won't believe what happened with a lady when she went in to give birth.
More than the legs on an octopus.
Holy geez, there was a little bit of a mix-up. Also, we let you know what our world record attempt is for Friday week.
And will it be more than just one?
And when learning to drive, should it be auto
or manual?
Go yes. The auto.
Oh, you might have heard about this, these carjackers that had their plan foiled because...
Oh, was that in Melbourne?
In Melbourne, yeah. They basically used a knife to force a bloke to hand over his wallet. Idiots. Low lives. Yeah. And his keys, right, before he was done parking his vehicle. Yesterday morning, the victim complied, tossed his personal belongings. The getaway plan failed spectacularly when the thieves jumped into the vehicle and realised that the Hyundai i30 was a manual.
Oh, bum,
and
bum.
The wannabe robbers didn't know how to start it. Can you believe it? They've tried to flog a car and couldn't drive it away
because
it
was a manual.
I've got a little Hyundai.
Yeah.
I bought a manual on purpose, not so people wouldn't flog it.
Yeah.
But so my kids would learn how to drive a car
with
gears. Do you reckon you can drive a car if you can't drive a car with gears? Can you call yourself? I don't think you should have a license unless you can drive.
Well,
a car
you know
with
what,
gears.
Hannah, our little girl, she's just got her P's, and I wanted her just to concentrate. If you're in a smaller place, I can understand you go, yes, on manual. But because of the roads are so busy now, all we wanted her was just to learn to drive.
Well, they're not that much more busy than they were 10 years ago.
No.
20 years ago.
Come off it. It is mad on the roads here now. But anyway, with Hannah, when she was driving, all I wanted to do was just her be able to get in the driving car.
So your poor daughter doesn't know how to drive a manual.
But, mate, after a year doing automatic.
Has she learned on a stick yet? Since getting her
at the farm, at her grandparents' farm.
So she can drive a stick?
Yes, but when she
are
was
you
doing...
allowed to drive a manual if
no.
you got your license? Is
on,
that
on
right?
On the P's, you if you've got an automatic license, you're not allowed to drive a manual. I think it's after a year you can do it. I'm absolutely positive after a year. So, yeah, you're not supposed to. But we just wanted her to concentrate on driving without doing the gear thing, and then after a year or 2 years, then she'll get into the gears.
No, she won't.
Yes, she will.
You've got to learn off the bat or you never get around to it.
No, you don't.
You go, this will do, good enough. You've taught your daughter a good enough attitude. Near enough is good enough.
We've got Wayne from North Entrance. G'day, mate.
Hey, Wayne.
G'day, boys. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. Should kids learn to drive in a manual or... automatic.
Look, I think they should. Unfortunately, though, it's getting harder to buy manuals. Manufacturers are sort of phasing them out, to be honest.
That's a good point.
I'd like my kids to learn in a manual when the time comes. They're only 10 and 11, so I've got a bit of time to get one together. But I wanted to share something else with you. I work at the power station. We've got a lot of old phones there. Now, as you can imagine, kids that have never seen a wind dial phone, might have a bit of trouble with them. One of the old electricians said, can you ring the control room? And he's looked at this phone on the wall, and rather than turning the dial, he's just pressing the numbers, trying to, he just had no idea. And the old electrician just felt no. He couldn't believe it.
Yeah, things are changing.
Times are changing, correct, mate? And it is hard to get a manual car.
Yeah, I agree you should, but yeah, I reckon that probably in 5 years' time, you're going to only be able to buy a second-hand one.
Yeah. Okay, we've got Mark from Tookley. G'day, mate.
Hey, Mark.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. You're a driving instructor.
I am.
Okay.
Here we go.
What do you think? Should kids learn to drive manual / automatic? Which way?
Mate, Paddy, you hit the nail on the head. I think they should start in an auto just to learn the basics.
Oh, did you have to say hit the nail on the head to Paddy?
Because
he's going to...
Heads are swollen
it's
a bit.
It's massive.
Holy jeez. Yeah, go on, keep going. Keep going, I'm just getting a bit bigger.
And once they get a bit confident, then transition over to the manual, especially on the Central Coast.
Yeah, it's got busier, hasn't it?
Friggin' lunatics everywhere that are very rude to learners.
Yeah.
If you're in a country town, no worries. I grew up in a country town learning a manual, no problem. That's obviously a long time ago.
Yeah.
But different conditions now, and it just puts so much pressure on these poor kids.
Oh, it's nothing like learning in the deep end of the pool. Like, oh, you've got to get going, don't
you? Yeah, but your life's at risk. And as you, as Mark said, all the idiots, you're putting up with all the idiots. So just concentrate on your driving and braking instead of your gears as well.
If you're tooting an L-plate or riding right up their back, so I give yourself an uppercut, it's just not right.
Can we just go back to Mark when you said hit the nail on the head?
No.
Hang on.
I'll tell you what. I'll hit you in the head in a second.
Hey, Marky, what's your driving instructor school, mate?
It's called XDT Driving Instructor.
All right. Okay, give them a call if your kids are learning. Thanks for joining us, mate.
Thanks, Mark.
No problem. Too easy. See you, boys.
Yeah, so Gwen yesterday, I mean, all this time I thought that I knew my wife, Gwen. Right. Yeah. So she's, I thought her hall pass, you know, you have a hall pass, someone you can go. Anyway, so hers, she said it was Russell Crowe, which I thought was weird. But she said it was Gladiator Russell Crowe.
Oh, not Crowe. Russell Crowe.
Yeah, not Russell Crowe now.
South Sydney owner.
No. Two very different Russells. So anyway, I thought, right, I could deal with Russell. No worries. Yeah. You know what? She had me in a false sense of security.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
Oh, she'd been hiding something.
Yesterday she called.
Yeah.
She said, Rob. I said, what? She goes, oh, Nick Kamen's died. I went, who is Nick Kamen? Do I know him? Like, is it? I was like, I'm so sorry. I'm trying. You know when you're going through your head, I should know this person, but I don't. And she's going, oh, do you? I said, who is he? I just can't remember. Sorry. She goes, don't you remember the Levi's ad? Remember the Levi's ad? I said, what? She goes, the guy that was in the Levi's ad, the 501 Levi's ad that walked into the laundromat, sounded like this. He strolls into the laundromat. This guy's looking as clean cut as you've ever seen. This is back in 1986. And all the girls are in the laundromat just going, oh, my God, this guy's amazing.
Oh, right,
he rips his singlet off.
Bang. Takes his jeans off.
The 501s.
Puts them in.
Into the dryer. Sits, with some rocks. He chucks some rocks in there.
Yeah, sits next to a fat bloke. Fat bloke looks like me.
Sits down. But, mate, this ad was responsible for boosting Levi sales by about 800%, apparently, is what someone reckons.
Serious?
Yes. He became a global sex symbol overnight, this bloke. He caught Madonna's eye. Madonna started writing songs for him. He had like bands and they loved him. And Gwen, she was gushing, going, mate, babe, why didn't you tell me about this guy? So she's like, he's the most beautiful, gentlest man I've ever seen. And you go, oh.
So he's gone.
He's gone.
Oh, no.
So
who's Gwen revert back to you now?
Back to me.
Oh, jeez.
So this could be good.
Oh, jeez.
Commiseration attention.
That is really.
Babe, come here. It's okay. Give me a cuddle.
That is really going from the penthouse to the house, isn't it?
Straight down.
It was a couple of weeks ago when all we wanted to do, we're just talking. We look at this bloke at the Gold Coast who walked 55 dogs.
55 dogs. He did a kilometre with them.
For a world record attempt.
And I thought, hang on.
That's nothing.
Who couldn't do that?
No.
That's like 55 dogs. It is a world record for a reason because it's, you know, never been done before.
It'd be hard to walk.
And we have thought about, I mean, the legal team did say we told you so.
Yeah, and what they
many
did.
Many times.
So we said, yeah, we're going to do it. And we got you to give us a call. We said, hey, listen.
Oh, we had dogs registered.
Places we were searching out, which
so
were good.
So many. Just a shout out to Achilles, Fifi, Dudley, Rocky, Jasper, Jake.
All Leo, of these dogs.
Ollie, Benson.
And this was at the humble first part of the actual world record attempt.
Siberian Huskies through to Cavoodles, Shih Tzus, British Bulldogs.
Anyway.
Oh, we had the lot.
Our mongrel lawyers just said, you can't do it.
Yeah.
That was just around their house one night.
Could have been when Benson, the Mastiff Staffy, registered.
There was a bit of concern.
Yeah.
So we spoke to our lawyers and said, we still want to forge ahead. So they have given us next Friday, we can do it.
Yeah.
We unfortunately there's
as we said, if you're going to take away with one hand, but giveth with the other.
There's a few clauses. We can't do it with people, right? We can't do it with animals.
No,
it has to be done just the two of us, and it has to be done in the studio.
Oh.
So it's narrowed it down.
It really has.
It has narrowed
it, really
it down.
Really has cut our legs off a little bit.
It
but
has. Yeah,
we're determined.
Yeah. To attempt something. So
we had
next,
a look.
Yeah, next Friday.
Through a list of things that we might be able to do for a world record in a studio without people or animals. And just
so every hour next Friday, we are attempting a different world record.
You can't be assured you're going to get it first time round.
No. Look, I've got to say, some of them, they're pretty lame-o, but it doesn't matter. But there was a list of requirements
Mate,
and clauses.
A world record's a world record.
That's exactly right.
The best in the world at eating saltine crackers in 60 seconds.
That's right. The most saladas in 60 seconds. That's world record attempt number one between 6 and 7.
Yeah. Do you know what the current record is?
Yeah, I know. 13.
13.
Can't do that.
They're small. 13 in a minute.
I know.
Come
on.
So
we've got to do that. That's between 6 and 7.
Yep.
Between 7 and 8. This is, I like this one.
Yeah, I
should. Especially with the forehead that you've got. Because you've got this massive forehead. That's what we looked at. He's got a forehead like a hot air balloon,
Rob
has.
No, your forehead's probably better for this.
Oh, you reckon?
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably.
The world record attempt between 7 and 8 is the most sticky notes
on a face in 60 seconds.
See, I tell you what, if there's a world record to be had.
Yeah.
And you know what?
How many is the record?
60 notes in 1 minute. So that's going. That's one a second. All right. Yeah. Okay. So that's the between 7 and 8. And between 8 and 9, oh, this is the good one. This is a really good one. It's right up our alley too.
Yep.
The world record attempt.
Been up a few alleys.
Yeah.
This one, the tallest toilet paper tower in 30 seconds.
Oh, look, it brings a tear to my eye. And what the two of us can do it, and that's what our lawyers said. It can only be done in the studio. We went through a whole lot of world record attempts, and this is what it narrowed down to. And
you're allowed a team of two to build it as well.
The tallest toilet paper tower in 30 seconds, team of two. We're going to practice next week, is 28. And that was achieved by Silvio Saba and Roberto Costantini.
Correct pronunciation.
They're back in 2015. So
Pietello in Italy.
That's right.
Yeah.
In 2015. So those three world record attempts will happen next Friday here in the studios of Triple M. So we're never going to say never, never, never.
I've never had a crack at a world record.
No,
I'm a bit excited
either.
About it.
This is the news that doesn't make the news. That should be in the news instead of the other news.
Yes. Good morning, Robert.
Morning, Patrick.
What about this? A shocked mum has given birth not to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, but 9 babies after medics missed 2 on a scan.
Yeah, I'm like a human mother.
Yes.
9 babies.
She wasn't from Mars. She was from Earth. Oh, yeah.
No, like it could have been a puppy.
The medics missed 2 on the ultrasound. She missed 2 on the ultrasound.
What do they call ninths?
Non-tuplets.
No, is it really?
Non-uplets or something. Non-uplets. No, it is non-uplets.
Non-uplets.
Yeah. So she thought she's only going to have 7, and then she ended up giving birth to 9. Look, it was a cesarean section. But how would you be, like, you know, one.
His mum and dad joined the team. That's cricket.
Holy jeez. You know, you look at, you just have one kid and then you have your twins. I think just with one kid, let alone, I'd say it's a curse. God, imagine having twins.
Imagine trying to get that stroller through Woolies. You're like a 6-decker bus. You have the kid on the top.
And you heard, if he came home and said to his missus, hey, you think we should have another kid? He'd just get one in the chops. Well done. Good
well
on
done.
You. There you go. I was 1 of 9. We had 9 kids in our family.
You were
not. Was 2. Yeah, I was number 8.
Oh, that explains so much.
Seriously? Yeah,
yes, of course.
That's why I always want your food. You know, when we're having lunch, can I borrow some food? Because that's all we do.
Eat anything. You'd be the guy, you'd just have to lick the bones of the chicken after the other kids had taken all the
because we were so
meat off it.
We were so tiny.
Oh, boy.
What do you got for us, mate? Oh,
that's nothing next to 9 kids.
Yeah.
But remember how we were talking about maybe we should do a giant pelican?
Yes,
big stuff. And we talked to Marty Shergold about big stuff around Australia. And, well, Japan have gone and done it. The coastal town of Japan called Noto, they've gone and spent $296,000 and built a giant squid.
Look.
It's got 8 legs.
Look at this giant squid.
This thing's, it's dead set a giant squid, 13 metres long, 9 metres wide and 4 metres high. I would go to see that.
Would you really?
Yeah.
And there's a hole in it that you can crawl into.
Well, it does look like you could crawl into the squid's stomach. It's and it's to boost tourism after the word we're not allowed to say in this segment.
Yeah. Oh, we're not supposed to be doing COVID stories.
No,
with
it's
this,
not. But it's just to boost tourism.
But they spent apparently they did spend the COVID relief money on this. Instead of giving it to COVID relief, they spent it on a giant squid.
No, but technically it is relief because it's boosting tourism.
Tourism. Would you go and see a giant squid?
It looks. If I knew it was there, yeah. I'd go down and I'd buy a little, you know, cheesy dog off the guy on the corner.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. A giant squid.
Or maybe
key ring,
what you should be able to do is buy things to feed the squid.
Yeah,
it's got
be
that
good.
Big hole
that'd
in its mouth, and you
and
can
then just
it.
Leave it in its like an opening, and then it'd smell like a squid.
Still can't get over you being one of nine.
Nine,
kids. Yeah.
didn't I ever tell you that? All right. So that's two other news.
You know what, Paddy?
I know.
For friends of Triple M and family to bulk up the numbers.
Yeah.
Download the Listener app.
We're talking LISTNR.
Yep. And if you favourite breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer,
you are legends.
Well, yeah, that's very good of you, and you can listen anytime you like.